Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see all your faces. Hi, Sharon. We missed you last week. Welcome back. Reb Moshe, by the way, is a new grandfather. His youngest daughter gave birth, I believe it was Wednesday, so he's not with us today. And we all wish him well. So send lots of blessings their way there in Philadelphia. Anyhow, as always, it's wonderful to be with everybody here as we support each other, especially this week after the election. It's really good to be with you all, co-creating this spiritual space that nurtures our practice. I always say this, a true blessing. It's never gets, old. It's always a true blessing. So welcome. Okay, so can everyone hear me? Is the sound okay? Yes? Okay, great. So in this week's Parsha, Lech Lecha, we have those famous words, Lech Lechag, go forth from this land and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. So basically, God is saying, leave everything familiar and travel to the unknown. We sort of do this when we meditate in a certain way. We go to this realm of awareness that is not always known to us, some of which we do know, but some of which is unknown. And with each breath, as we start anew, new revelations can be revealed. What arises in us can be revealed, and we allow each new breath to bring us into a greater awareness of ourselves and our surroundings and our environment. So this is our experience of our journey into the unknown as it relates to meditation, as opposed to actually taking a physical journey and walking or moving somewhere else to the unknown. So Abram and Sarah, Sarai, their names change later in the Parsha, follow God's call to journey to Canaan, where God makes a covenant with Abram, promising to make his descendants a great nation. God says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse the one who curses you. And all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you. So though they're going into the unknown, they appear to be comforted knowing that God is with them on this journey, this great force that Abram listens to and has faith in. Their faith and trust that God will provide for them and take care of them, even though they go into the unknown. There's some part of them that there's a part of them that is known even in the unknown, which is their faith and trust in God. The same way that we trust that our meditation will be a source of beneficial discovery that nourishes our awareness and our souls, our neshama. We have, when we meditate, we trust that it will bring us to a place where we become more aware and we are more at one with the universe, and there's more interconnectivity with people and the earth. And we have a trust that that's what happens part of the time in our meditation. So, in quick summary, we witness Abram and Sarai journey into the unknown lands and unknown life circumstances. On this journey, Abram brings his brother Lot, who later departs, settling in the land of Jordan near Sodom. And then Abram has a child with Hagar and names him Ishmael, and God changes Abram's name to Abraham, God then promises that he will make Abraham the father of a multitude of nations. Abraham's barren wife, whose name is changed from Sarai to Sarah, will have a child. And when Abraham heard this, of course, he laughed, thinking, I'll be 100 years old and my wife will be 90 years old. How could we have a child? And God tells Abraham that throughout the generations, on the eighth day of a male child's life, he shall have a circumcision, and that Abraham shall circumcise his own foreskin, and that would be the sign of the covenant between God and Abraham. This parsha is very rich with all sorts of things. Then God tells Abraham that Sarah will have a son whose name shall be Isaac, and God's covenant will be with Isaac as well. God says, I've already blessed Ishmael to be fruitful and multiply. And at the end of the parsha, Abraham takes Ishmael and all the male members of his household and servants and circumcises each of them as well as himself, cementing that covenant with God, because God commanded that. So the parsha has a lot, but circling back to the meaning of lech lecha, to go forth. Rashi interprets this as a journey for yourself. According to him, God is saying, travel for your own benefit and good. There I will make you into a great nation. Here you will not have the merit of having children. Another interpretation, more midrashic, takes the phrase to mean go with yourself, meaning by traveling from place to place, you will extend your influence, not over the land, but over many lands. And this is all taken from a drash that was given by Rabbi Sacks. A third interpretation, this time more mystical, takes the phrase to mean go to yourself. The Jewish journey, says Reb Dovid of Lelev, is a journey to the root of the soul, taking a long and lonely journey to discover who we truly are. Go to yourself. A fourth interpretation, go to yourself, only a person willing to stand alone, singular and unique, can worship the God who is alone, singular and unique. Only one able to leave behind the natural sources of identity, home, family, culture, and society, can encounter God who stands above and beyond nature. A journey into the unknown is one of the greatest possible expressions of freedom. God wanted Abraham and his children to be a living example of what it is to serve the God of freedom, in freedom, for the sake of freedom. We have these four interpretations of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha in this sense means being prepared to take an often lonely journey, go by yourself. To be a child of Abraham is to have the courage to be different, to challenge the idols of the age, whatever the idols, in whichever age you are in. We are all now on a journey, thank God, together, since the results of the election. My deep breathing and meditation helped me a great deal after learning and hearing the results. We are now in the unknown of what will become of our democracy, our freedom, of honest, open communication in the media, of health care, education, of climate change, and of world politics. So I invite you to listen to an email that our beloved Zen teacher Norman Fisher sent Wednesday, November 6th. He writes, an invitation to pay close attention to your life, your breath, your daily tasks and relationships, not to be baited into confusion and despair. You are alive in a world that's everywhere alive. Pay attention to this and to kindness, and watch the government and society in which you live just as carefully, listening for the rhythm underneath the jagged melody. Build counter movements and strengthen counter movements that already exist. Every day, day after day. There have been many cruel and misguided governments. They last as long as they last. People carry on, help one another out. I feel special sympathy for the many groups, trans people, gay people, people of color, disabled people, women, for whom this presidency and government feels like a personal attack. Special help and support for them. The worst is the expected disregard for the environment and strong support for fossil fuel industry. But the government doesn't control everything, and many forces are in motion to do the right thing for the earth. We can hope for and agitate that. Getting a rise out of its enemies is the great delight of the MAGA movement. But that's a trivial thing. No use cooperating with it. There are other things to do, and it's undignified to allow oneself to be destabilized by the gloating of the gloaters. Let them gloat if they like. Pay attention to what matters. Know how to take care of yourself and your friends. How a person makes a decision is a mystery. But it seems clear that tens of millions of people who voted for Trump were not voting for the Trump Democrats, no. They didn't vote to further restrict women's reproductive rights or usher in a fascist, racist, homophobic, sexist regime. They voted for protection, fairer economics, a narrower focus on them and their problems. Let's hope that the Trump they decided on is closer to what we get than the Trump the Democrats know. We won't know until it unfolds. And then he goes on to share a poem that he writes. Would that words knew how, what you feel to do. Would that the heart on the sleeve turn inside out with the terrible news, clean fabric. Soldier on, those parts of the body in whose darkness sanity resides. Kindness, as natural as wind, blows through to some shaft of light in which the truth scrolls, show scraps and clear hints on what's to come. That's never as imagined. Human beings have many foibles, fear elicits, but the body marches forward ever, ever forward, and around and round. This too passes, and the passes refreshes every new moment's of promise. That being human matters on a green and greening earth, and the trees hold steady. Yours, Norman. So usually I never do anything political in a meditation session, but this week it just seemed appropriate to read Norman's very political and also dealing with our practice, his words. So let's take a few minutes and then we could open up the discussion on what it means to go forth and thoughts that you may have on Norman's words or anything else that's going on in your practice or in your life or in your meditation.
Hi. Sorry.
No, just a sec, Carol. Because I can turn off the recording.